Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Jimbo with the Auto Detailing Podcast back for another daily detail tip. Today's daily detail tip brought to you by the Detailer Inner Circle, and I'm sure you know all about it by now. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about today was how important is the name of your business? And what's interesting is I've been kind of journaling, and part of an exercise that I've been trying to do every day is write 10 to 15 podcast ideas, whether they be full, you know, long podcasts or daily detail tips or whatever. Because I want to just have a plethora of topics, and really I'm doing it more as an exercise, to come up with original content ideas, and stuff like that. I want to make sure the show isn't just following trends or any other show. I want to make sure it's original content and original thoughts. Anyway, so what was funny was this, you know, the naming of your company, or how important is the name of your company, was actually on the list. And then I got a message from someone the other day saying he was going back and forth with his wife and taking some polls and stuff on how important the name of his detailing business was. And the funny thing is, I remember that debacle of, you know, I really didn't want, you know, like Sunshine Auto Detailing, or, you know, AAA Detailing, or A1 Detailing, or Presidential Detailing, or, you know, I not that any of those names are bad at all. They're probably smart, to be honest, or Orange County Detailing, or Seal Beach Auto Detailing. Like, I didn't want any of those. I just felt, for me personally, they were corny and generic. And not to say that they're bad, and I really don't want to shit on those. But the point is that I, after being in, you know, full-time detailing for over 10 years now, I'm kind of convinced that the name really doesn't matter all that much. It may play a little factor in it, but it's not the deciding factor for someone to choose you as the detailer. I guess there might be exceptions if you have a really crazy name that maybe doesn't, you know, say you're in the Bible Belt and your detailing name is like Devil Detailing or something like that. Maybe that might hurt you a little bit, but maybe not if you have a really good reputation. And the reputation is where it's at and what you want to strive to have. So would a, you know, town name Auto Detailing help for SEO? Yes, it would probably help, but there's also ways around that as well. So the point for this daily detail tip, because I don't want it to drag on forever, and I know we could talk about the fringe attributes or the pros and cons of, you know, Jimbo's Auto Detailing isn't obviously the best name either. But the point is that you don't want it to hang, you don't want to get hung up on the name, because the name isn't 100% of what's going to draw people into you. In fact, most of my new customers don't even know the name of my company. And when they're writing a check or whatever, they always ask, like, oh, what was the name of your company again? Like, so it's just not that big of a deal to dwell on for very long. I think you should put input into it. You should put thought behind it, but don't let it hinder your growth. Don't let it hinder your progression of your business to get it off the ground. So, and you could always change it. Rebranding does take a little bit. So you do kind of want to try to get it right, but you could always change it, and that's okay too. So, for me personally, if you have a little bit of an obscure name, I would honestly go with that. I mean, I thought Jimbo's Auto Detailing was really generic, but it also says exactly what I do and who I am. And there's a lot to be said for names like that too. Sometimes we get caught up in these really crazy names, and it's like, wait, like, what do you do? Like, what is your company? And that, I guess, as I talk through this, that's what I would try to definitely stay away from, is don't make something so vague that a customer doesn't know what you do, right? So if you do auto detailing, put that, or auto spa for me, I get it, but it kind of does start falling into that line of like, maybe it gets a little confusing for the consumer. So you really do want to have your customer in mind. And so, yeah, that's what I have to say. take some time with it, but don't procrastinate weeks and weeks and weeks, or even days and days and days about it. Just nail it down, go for it. If you got to readjust and change it later, one name I think of it wasn't really the name, but more of the marketing behind the name, was DJ Patterson, who has Eco Green Detailing in Oklahoma. And in the podcast that we did a while back, he had mentioned that his branding was all about eco-friendliness and waterless car washing and stuff like that. And he found out that it was actually kind of hindering him to market and brand that way. So he just kind of left that out, but kept the name Eco Green Detailing or Eco Green Mobile Detailing or something like that. So, again, the branding and the supplemental aspects of your brand, which we should all be growing as a brand, are, I think, way more important than the name of your company necessarily. So if you're kind of in that, you're stuck in that, trying to figure out a name, just know it's not the end of the world. You could always change it later, and don't take too much time on it. So hope that helps someone. Hope you guys enjoyed that episode of the Daily Detail Tip. See ya.